evening, everyone. Our special guest with us today in the studio is the acclaimed English archaeologist and founder of the Alexandria Lighthouse Research Center, Dr. Thomas Walker. He's here to speak to us about his current excavation works in the port of Alexandria, Egypt. Thank you for being with us, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let me begin by asking you this. You and your team have been working incessantly on excavating ancient above-land and underwater artifacts dating as far back as the 20th century BC. After achieving great successes unearthing Roman and Greek antiquities in Europe, what fixated you on Alexandria, Egypt? And can you tell us a little bit more about what you and your team have found in the harbor over the years?
Well, I consider myself to be a history aficionado, and ever since I can remember, I've always been infatuated with the seven wonders of the ancient world. So to go to Alexandria was, in essence, a calling to fulfill something deep-seated within me. We had originally sought out to find the ancient remains of one of the wonders of the world, the Pharaoh, or the Great Lighthouse of Alexandria. But what was unveiled to us had surpassed our expectations. In our underwater excavations in the harbour, we've identified and recovered more than 2,000 ancient stones, artefacts and remnants of sculptures of various shapes and sizes, including statues of King Ptolemy. Most of these findings are from other monuments of the city dating back thousands of years.
These findings, do they need to be treated to help preserve them once they leave the water? And if so, how do you do that?
Yes, these blocks have high levels of salt underneath their layers. When taken out of the water, these blocks run the risk of being eroded and cracked by the salt, so we had to sort of remove the salt gradually. So what we did was carefully lower the blocks into tanks of water that have the same amount of sodium as there is salt in the sea. Then we went through the process of gradually reducing the sodium in the water as the blocks released the salt they have inside, until there were no more traces of salt in the blocks. It's a very lengthy procedure, which could take up to 6 to 7 months.
Before the show, you mentioned that this year, you've made yet another breakthrough discovery. Can you tell us about that and what you plan on doing with the findings?
Certainly. Well, it started out as postulation, really. A hunch, if you will. We had known from ancient scripts that the entrance to the harbour was dangerous because of the shallow waters and rocks lying just beneath the water's surface. So after attaining the appropriate permissions from the Egyptian authorities, we decided to survey a 2 kilometer radius of the area and see what we could find. Our studies didn't fail us. We came across quite a few Roman and Greek shipwrecks from the 5th century BC until the 8th century AD. Most of the shipwrecks seem to have been merchant vessels bearing shiploads of presumably wine-laden potteries imported from all over today's Western Europe, tools of various shapes, sizes, and purposes, from construction to cooking to sculpting, along with other ancient relics. Right now we're in the process of documenting and coding everything we find. After carrying out all our research, we'll put the relics on display in the country's newly built Museum of Roman and Greek Artifacts.
It sounds like you'll be busy for the next century.
One can only hope that these findings will shine more light on our history, and subsequently help bridge the gaps between eras.
Dr. Walker, thank you very much for your time and good luck with your research.
Thank you.